good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 15th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 52 years ago, today, in 1972, The Godfather, an epic drama about organized crime, premiered to universal acclaim. The Academy Award-winning film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Al Pacino and Marlon Brando. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. For Friday and looking ahead, the surf scene will be marked by a calming northwest swell, complemented by a fresh south-southeast swell, which promises a bit more size. Surf heights are expected to be mostly in the waist-high range, with the potential for chest-high waves at winter's better breaks. The wind is forecasted to be lighter and more favorable in the morning, trending towards the southeast. Friday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 12. Starting at 2, it's looking unrideable, with choppy conditions and 10-mile-per-hour wind. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m., with the 1 foot incoming tide, when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the wind is 5 mile per hour. The first low tide Friday will be about 0 feet at 8:30 a.m., with a 5 foot high tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 61 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and 52 degrees with little wind. The sunset will take place at 6:57, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:56. It looks like we're in for some sun with a high near 61 and wind of 10 mile per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 53. Looking ahead in the weather. This weekend, we'll see mostly sunny skies, with highs in the low 60s and lows around 55. Saturday might be a bit windy at 5 to 15 mile per hour, but expect calmer conditions for the remainder of the weekend. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, this month, Belmont Park is excited to welcome two cherished local businesses, Pizza Port and Moot Time Creamery. Pizza Port, with a rich history since 1987, will occupy the space previously held by Round Table Pizza, offering select pizzas and craft beer, also available park-wide. Moot Time Creamery, known for its 50s-inspired ambience and homemade ice cream since 1998. Will be featured in the Sweet Shop. These additions come as Belmont Park prepares for its centennial in 2025, with plans including a new ride, renovations, and menu updates, emphasizing the park's deep connection to the San Diego community. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Chargers have traded their longest-tenured player, wide receiver Keenan Allen, to the Chicago Bears for a fourth-round pick. This move is part of the Chargers' strategy to manage their salary cap, having been over by $25 million earlier in the week. Allen, who was approached to take a pay cut but refused, leased the Chargers after 11 seasons during which he became the franchise's all-time leading wide receiver in yards and catches. His departure, along with other key players, signals a significant change for the Chargers' offense and quarterback Justin Herbert, who loses his most reliable target. Allen's achievements include 6 Pro Bowl selections and 5 seasons with over 1,000 yards and 100 receptions. Last night in the NBA, the Clippers beat the Bulls on the road, 126-111. And tonight, the Clippers are on the road again to play the Pelicans. Tip-off is at 5 Pacific time. In national hockey, the lost on the road to the Wild, 2-0. Tonight, the Ducks look to redeem themselves on the road as they face off against the Jets at 5 Pacific. And the Kings also on the road face the Blackhawks in Chicago. In top news, a groundbreaking experiment on the International Space Station has yielded miso paste, marking a new era for food fermentation in space. This space-made miso, developed by Joshua Evans and his team, showcases a unique flavor profile compared to its Earth-fermented counterparts, potentially enhancing the culinary experience for astronauts on lengthy missions. The experiment, which tested the impact of space's unique conditions on fermentation, found significant differences in taste, aroma, and color in the space-fermented miso, suggesting a faster fermentation process. This venture into space fermentation not only paves the way for more varied astronaut diets, but also opens discussions on the role of gravity in fermentation processes. In business news, Adobe's shares fell by up to 11% after the company issued its fiscal first quarter results, which, despite showing strong performance, included a lower-than-expected revenue forecast for the upcoming quarter. The software giant reported an 11% year-over-year revenue growth, but saw its net income decrease significantly from the previous year. They also canceled its $20 billion acquisition of Figma, paying a $1 billion termination fee. Oof. Amid these developments, they unveiled an early version of an AI assistant for its apps and discussed collaboration with OpenAI on Sora, a tool for generating video from text descriptions. For the next quarter, Adobe predicts earnings that slightly miss analyst expectations, attributing future growth to new product enhancements and AI offerings. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now $68,000. Ethereum is at $3,700. And Solana is $175. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft's Copilot, now enhanced with GPT-4 Turbo, offers users significant upgrades without any cost. This version surpasses GPT-4 with a more recent knowledge base updated to April 2023. And the ability to process about 300 pages of text in a single prompt due to a larger context window, and improvements in responsiveness, addressing previous issues of laziness. These enhancements are part of Microsoft's strategy to keep the free tier appealing, while rumors suggest a new GPT 4.5 Turbo model might be introduced for the paid tier. And in entertainment news, The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch and starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt, has broken the Guinness World Record for car rolling previously held by Casino Royale. In an homage to stunt performers, the film features a stunt where the car completes 8.5 cannon rolls, surpassing James Bond 7. The stunt was performed by Logan Holliday, who also appears in the film, highlighting the often overlooked contributions of stunt performers in Hollywood. I can't wait for that one to come out. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of the weekend, let's check out a great scene from one of our favorite movies, Office Space.
Hello, Peter. What's happening? I'm gonna need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay? Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay? We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch-up. Thanks.
Don't worry, we aren't gonna need you to come in. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Okay.